Jay, you've got a New Holland tractor here that's one of the companies leading the way in bringing the ability to use a higher blend of biodiesel and regular diesel in our country. What do you think this means for the country here in the United States to be able to have this kind of natural fuel?
Well, I think it's really important. You know, I'm someone who, you know, I was a big admirer of Henry Ford because he thought it did everything in-house. And I grew up in an era, admittedly the end of the era, when foreign car parts, like when you bought a Packard, some parts were made as far away as South Bend. You know, it wasn't just Detroit. So to me, I'm not a big fan of, well, let's say a lot of Chinese people don't laugh at my jokes, you know. I try to support American stuff. Here at the garage, we have Lincoln Welders, and we have Goodyear Tires, and we try to support companies that make products here in America and use American labor. I mean, obviously, yeah, you're going to find some things, because in the world market, it's almost impossible. But I think at least if you make the effort to support your own and take care of your own, that's how you sustain your economy, you know. And to me, it's a great thing to be able to see people no longer losing their farms because they can't make a crop that's viable anymore. Now you can grow something; you don't get wiped out by one rainstorm. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I think it's wonderful. I mean, you support the farmers; they watch my TV show. I buy their products. I mean, it all works out pretty good. I mean, that's how an economy was meant to be. It wasn't always supposed to be going out the door. And I think with biodiesel, I mean, we make it here; we use it here. You know, I don't think anybody in America cares how much energy you use as long as you make it yourself. The problem people have with SUVs and things is that we're supporting these foreign dictators and these foreign economies. But, hey, if you grow it yourself and you get 10 miles per gallon, but it's your own fuel, hey, don't worry about it. You know, it's a renewable fuel, and I think that's a really exciting thing, and I think that's probably what the future is going to be.
I know you've got some engines that run on diesel here in your garage.
We built this car for the SEMA Auto Show. You know, most biodiesel cars, they tend to, you know, people, they sit in a 48-degree house with a 20-watt bulb watching TV for 10 minutes a day, you know, driving their 35-mile-an-hour diesel. Well, to me, the idea was to make a kind of a biodiesel sports car, something you don't have to give up anything. You got plenty of power. It's got 700 horsepower. It looks pretty cool. It's really fast. It's got a jet engine, and you drive it, and then you wait for the crops to come in, and then you drive it again. You
know. Well, thank you very much, Jay. Okay. We appreciate your support.
Thanks. Thank you.